Shaunavon, Shaunavon's Ian Morstad is a busy man. His tow truck service is an integral part of the A&B Auto Center business, often taken for granted until you find yourself in a situation requiring his services. Morstad is an unsung hero who will respond at any hour, in any season and in almost any weather condition, to give you a boost, a tow or a lift. Morstad says with a smile, "It's a fun job. I love it. There aren't many roads that I haven't traveled. I get a thrill driving on roads I haven't driven on before, and GPS makes it very easy these days. Correct dispatching is still crucial, even with GPS. The only time I had trouble locating a vehicle from a dispatch was on a call to Dollard. Turns out the dispatcher had mistaken Dollard, Sask, with Dollard, Quebec. I didn't complete that call," he adds with a chuckle. Towing has seen Morstad put on more miles in a day than he cares to admit, and at times he might finish one trip only to be dispatched and rerouted to another location. Morstad has traveled as far as Peterborough, Ontario, with many trips as far as Winnipeg or north of Edmonton. Winter 2024-25 has seen some challenging weather conditions already, but Morstad recalls 2010-11 as the worst winter in his memory. "There was probably 8 feet of snow and we had a terrible cold snap in January. I started my truck on Sunday 1 week and it ran steady until the following Saturday. There were a lot of calls for boosts, or to simply haul a vehicle to a shop. Calls for a tow truck might also involve locked vehicles, particularly if a child or pet is locked inside, pulling out stuck vehicles, accident calls, oil patch breakdowns or recovering vehicles that have fallen through ice. Less urgent trips might involve hauling new or wrecked vehicles to and from destinations. The job comes with potential hazards." Morstad says, "I don't enjoy doing calls along the number one highway, it's so busy now. One of my scariest calls was for a breakdown up on the bench. I was plowing snow the whole way. But, we made it. There's also been some very icy conditions where I found myself crawling across the highway, hauling the tow line for hooking up, because it was so windy and icy, I couldn't even stand up." He describes his heaviest job as winching a jackknifed semi up a hill. "Getting called out in whiteout conditions is not great either, but people are pretty good now and don't head out if conditions are bad. As long as the people are brought to a safe location, we can go out when conditions improve to tow the vehicle." He adds that he does not go out if roads are closed unless there are other emergency services involved in the call. "I've only hit the ditch once myself, but a nearby farmer pulled me out." Morstad has one piece of advice. If you request a tow truck and meanwhile another solution arises or someone else pulls you out or gives you a boost, please call back to cancel the call in case another dispatch comes through where that tow truck may be needed. His towing fleet today includes a 2009 wrecker, winch truck and a 2017 bed truck with a deck for easier hauling of vehicles. The winch truck has been affectionately named Ironhide, after a well-known Transformers character. Tow trucks are a natural fit with the auto body business. Morstad explains that he got into the business completely by accident, quite literally. "Back in grade 12, in 1980, I accidentally ran into a parked car near the Shaunavon post office. I immediately drove around the corner to A&B Auto Center on 2nd Avenue East. Al and Barry Stevenson were the owners at the time. I offered to put in hours myself to help pay for the damages and to maybe do some work above and beyond to make things right. Barry asked me if I could start the following Monday." Morstad recalls, "There was a lot of hail that first year I was working there, so there were lots of overtime hours to apply to my apprenticeship. I apprenticed for 4 years and did a couple of stints at school. I received my journeyman's certificate as a motor vehicle body repair technician in 1983. Morstad then bought the business from Al and Barry Stevenson and he continues to be involved in the business 42 years later. A&B Auto Center moved to its current location along Highway 37 after completing new construction in 1997. Transition of ownership to his son, Dane, will take effect in 2025, but Morstad has no plans to abandon his tow truck driver role anytime soon. I'll continue to operate the tow truck along with other smaller jobs around the A&B shop. I also do most of the work on combine and tractor windows. His home shop has a few auto body restoration projects underway that he hopes to spend more time working on, along with spending time with his wife Donna and their 3 children and 8 grandchildren who are spread out among the 3 prairie provinces that he has traveled so frequently for work. When asked if he will stop for others who are broken down at the side of the road when he's traveling but off duty, he instantly replies, "You bet I do."